Hobson Hot Rod with head coach Stephen Foster, an 8-3 defeat. Obviously, it's always difficult to come to this particular rink and play the Barons, but tonight, collectively and individually, not at our best.
No, I mean, we came out the first period 3-3 and killed for quite a bit of that, which we killed again very well, like we'd done in previous games as well. But obviously, it ended up getting a little bit of a shootout in that second period. What was mainly disappointing that second period was we got a goal, and on that following shift, straight after the goal, we leaked a goal. That happened twice. So you just get your noses in front, and that's where we need to be switched on. We've got to be better than that. You know, you get a chance to go ahead, particularly when you're on the road. You've got to take advantage of that, make sure we're strong after that. We don't need to be still celebrating because we got a goal. That's cost us two goals tonight. Then we could have come in at the end of that period, you know, winning that period. So that was disappointing. Then obviously came the third period. We tried to swap things around a couple of times during the game just to see if we can spark something and get some players with a bit of a jump, but it didn't seem to be tonight, and you know, that was a shame for us.
As seems to be the case quite often when we come down here, everything seems to go against us. We have a long journey down. It's longer than usual because the weather's absolutely awful. We get here relatively late. The officiating tonight, I thought, was particularly poor. And then it seems to be factors conspiring against us that then we've compounded by perhaps not playing as well as we could have done.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I got to the end of the first period, I was like, I'll take that down here. Because obviously, Solihull got beat last week, and don't get us wrong, like, Solihull are a good team. They're very good offensively. And when they attack in numbers, which is something that we didn't really do tonight. We attacked in ones and twos, and we're trying to make a nice fancy player, like take a one-handed, the puck one-handed around their players, and we were getting found out that way. And then our defending was just a little bit loose tonight, which obviously cost us as well. So, yes, there's factors. You know, we can say there's many factors. You know, we've got excuses galore when we were how we were. But for me, I don't think there's any excuse for that. We've got a good enough team in that change room there to win any game. And tonight we just fell short of that. We fell short quite big. And it needs to be a little bit of a wake-up call that you can't go into any game and just expect it's just going to happen. Sometimes it is next man up mentality. We had that last year. I mean, to be fair, Leonard Thomas has come in, played a pretty good game for us tonight. Stu came in again and played some and got a goal, which was a nice smart goal where he floated it in on goal just over the goalie's pad where he couldn't see. Perfect kind of shot, what we want from our D-men. And then obviously you've got Mills and Lucas Dowdle. You've got both of them who put a good shift in tonight, put some pressure on, and it's a shame. What we were finding where we should be having good coverage at the back, and that's what we've been working on to make sure that we've got the two defensemen and a high man, so we don't get outnumbered, odd man rushes and stuff like that. And what we were finding tonight was when the D-man was going down, the forward was covering, but then there was still nobody in the high slot, so we were getting outnumbered, and they were getting men in behind us as well. So that's something that we've got to get better at. It needs to be automatic, particularly against the good teams. We've got away with it against not so good teams, and we did it quite well against them. But we've got to push forward, and you know, we'll lick our wounds for a little bit about this one. But that's where we need to bounce back big style come next week, and the boys know that. That's what we've just been talking about. Come back ready for training. We've got to be better, and you know, we've got to take Sheffield and make sure we punish them next week because of what's happened tonight, to show we're going to bounce back.
You mentioned kind of the mindset there, and I do wonder, sort of going in at the end of the second, we were 4-3 down, but that fourth goal was scored with Solihull had seven men on the ice. I'm not entirely sure why that goal was allowed to stand, but going into the dressing room in such a tight game and then getting blown away by four goals in the third period, how are we going to address that in training during the week? Because it seems to me that it could really knock our confidence.
I think with regards to that, it's not a training thing. It's a mindset thing, and that's the bit that we've got to change is that mindset, because we've been in games before where we've been a goal down, and last year we put them to bed after that. We'd come strong in the third. We kind of struggled a little bit. I would say some of the boys are a little bit tired towards the end because some of them are having more shifts, you know, special teams are on that as well. So we just didn't have the jump come the end of the game to be able to push that forward. You know, some players still were quite fresh for us and could go. You look at the likes of Tommy Spraggan, he could probably play 60 minutes a game at his pace. But we've got to get our fitness up a little bit so that we can come hard at the end. And obviously when we get a couple of bodies back as well, that will help. But you know, at the end of the day, like I said before, we've got a good enough team there that we can take any team in the league, even if we're missing a few players.
Well, you've mentioned Sheffield there. The way that the league's going at the minute, there's lots of very strange results going around, and I don't think tonight's going to be any different. Sheffield, last I looked, were battling out a very close game with Hull Jets, who we thought potentially might have a bit of an easier run at it tonight. But that just shows that there isn't a team in this league that you can go, that's going to be 3 points. You literally have to be on your A game for every single team.
Absolutely, and I think that there's only that mindset because of last year or the previous years, is that, oh, there's this team or there's that team. Like you say, this year, totally different. You know, you wipe the slate clean and some of the teams have really strengthened up. So, and you've got other teams who were already good, who were doing well. So, yeah, we've got to be on our ball every single game. And that's, you know, we can't have nights like this because, you know, some teams will do you a favour as the season goes on. But like I said to the boys before we played, yeah, maybe some results might have gone for us last night. But we've got to do our own thing. We look after our own destiny. We don't and shouldn't need anybody else to be doing us favours.
Well, we go again. We pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off. We're back at the Forum next Sunday in front of our own fans. Shout out again to the fans who've travelled a long way in quite horrific weather today. But we get the chance to put right all the wrongs next week.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be another good game at our place because, like you say, Sheffield are playing well at the minute by the looks of things and putting teams close or possibly winning. We don't know at this second in time. Our fans are fantastic. You know, you look at that, they've come down here and kind of, you know, we've let them down with that kind of a performance, and it's not a performance as a team, ourselves first, that we want, but then we've got people coming to watch that, and we've got to be better than that. And I'm sure this will give us a little bit of a G up before we play, and, you know, we'll get ourselves on a good run and put ourselves right at the top of the pack again.